And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
If you still haven't seen the Chapel Hill Tigers play, this is the week to do it. This is Art Chansky with Wednesday's Sports Notebook. Chapel Hill High lost its first game of the season last Friday night, but the Tigers still have their eye on the big prize, the state 3A championship. After Tuesday's snow-delayed win over Southern Guilford, the Tigers are back in action tonight, and it could be against the same team that knocked them from the ranks of the unbeaten in the Carolina 6 Conference Championship game. Oxford Webb had to beat a very good Asheboro team to reach the next round against Chapel Hill, and the rematch promises to be as fast and physical as last week's game. With Roy Williams in attendance, watching his future player, Webb 6'8 junior Isaiah Hicks, the Tigers fell behind early, and despite a gallant comeback that evened the game in the fourth quarter, could not hold on. Coach Todd Morgan was frustrated with his team's turnovers and the failure to convert some very good shots, and he should have been spitting mad at the officials who just about lost control of this high-octane game. Chapel Hill had already beaten Webb and Hicks once, but this time the future Tar Heel looked like a man among boys with 23 points, 18 rebounds, and a bunch of blocks. The Tigers tried multiple defenses on Hicks, including a collapsing zone that had their 5'11 star Denzel Ingram trying to front Hicks and make Webb lob the ball over the top. The Warriors did successfully enough for Hicks to slam home a couple of dunks. Ingram got hot in the third quarter and pulled Chapel Hill ahead briefly, but Webb's outside shooting and expert ball handling against the Tigers' tenacious defense opened back up the lead and put the game away. Now it's the state playoffs, the one-and-done scenario that makes high school and college basketball so special. So conceivably, Chapel Hill's dream season could end on its own court, far short of the ultimate goal of playing for the state title in the Smith Center. To help make sure their goal stays alive, or to see them one last time if the special season ends this week, take in tonight's game at the gym on High School Road. It will be well worth the $6. I promise you that. This is Art Chansky. See ya.